Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration. Our state, California, is being ruled by a leftist mob. Himself, Governor Newsom, is taking away our freedom, your freedom. He's a disgrace to mankind, he and his relative Nancy Pelosi, who has tried to bring President Trump down. Governor Newsom has destroyed many lives of people who depended on their businesses, and now he wants to shut down again. He is a lie, like all the left that are trying to destroy the USA.
That is John Voight. I was trying to look up his name from National Treasure. Who was he in National Treasure? Man, such good movies. Highly recommend both of them. But he's been so outspoken in a really, really consistent way about the direction this country is headed with President Trump and the direction it will be headed if we have President Biden. And I'm looking now at some of the nominations that Joe Biden has had for his cabinet positions. And we have a Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary. What's that going to mean for this country? Well, that's why we have Stephen Moore on. He is the senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, and he's got a book called Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive the Economy, and revive the economy, it sure did. Great to have you back, Stephen. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving full of turkey and pie and a good time. Good to have you back.
You too. It was a great Thanksgiving. We had beautiful weather. All the family was back, and so it was a really great time of the year. I want to start by commenting on what you were just talking about, Annie, with respect to John Voight. Mm-hmm. I know John Voight pretty well. He and I have become friends. You know, he's one of the few conservatives in Hollywood. And there are more conservatives in Hollywood than you might think, Annie, except they're afraid to speak out,
yeah.
You know, because it'll destroy their careers. And, you know, John Voight is especially heroic and courageous because he is willing to, you know, put his mouth money where his mouth is and really speak out against injustice. And I just about 2 weeks ago, I was in California right before Thanksgiving, and it was a mess there. I mean, all the restaurants were shut down, curfews, stay at home orders, small businesses were shuttering. And that is just a disgrace. There's no evidence that doing that will, you know, contain the spread of this virus. And it puts a lot of these small businessmen and women into bankruptcy. And I saw, you know, men and women with tears in their eyes saying, you know, I put my whole life in this business, and now because of a governor's order, I'm going to have to shut it down. And once you go into bankruptcy and you sell your assets, the business is gone.
Yeah, it's really sad to see. That's why I just before the last break there, I'm going to start spending 2 to 5 minutes just propping up some local small businesses who are selling stuff for Christmas that people need to go because they need help, and it's going
to
come from us.
Yeah, you have to help your local businesses. That's a great point. You know, we order out a lot now from restaurants, even though, you know, my wife could cook and she likes to cook, but we want to give the business to these businesses so they don't mm-hmm. fail. And, you know, another thing is to make sure, you know, normally you give 15% tip, you know, we're giving 25 and 30% tip to the servers because they, you know, their business, you know, they don't have many tables to wait on. So, you know, it's really important to help your, you know, local shops and your local workers and the people, except the people at the grocery stores and things like that. They're the people, Annie, who kept our economy going.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary, Joe Biden's nominee for Treasury Secretary. What would that mean? If she gets confirmed, what would that mean for the Treasury, for our economy?
Well, Janet Yellen's a very smart lady. She's been around. She was the Fed chairman, as many people know, under Barack Obama. She did a fine job. I don't have any real complaints with her. I don't agree with some of her policies, but you know, that's what we have elections for. And yeah, you know, that if Biden is declared the winner, and I still haven't given up, but if he is on December 5th or 6th, when the states certify, then you know, we could do, let me put it like this, Annie, we could do a lot worse than Janet Yellen. At least it's not AOC, or it's not you know, the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. So she's pretty standard. I mean, what I'm seeing unfold here, Annie, is basically Obama's third term, right? Because look at all the people who've been appointed to the position so far, the communication staff, the White House people, the people who are going to run in the agencies. It's just the retreads of the Obama administration. So the, you know, the swamp that we were trying to drain, you know, the crocodiles are coming back out of the swamp.
Yeah.
Stephen Moore is senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks on the phone with us. Does that mean, Stephen, that these people are not necessarily far left progressives, but they or they are, and they're just kind of part of the machine? You know, where do they fall?
It's hard to tell. You know, how to tell? You know, how far to the left they are. I don't think Janet Yellen is a leftist. You know, I don't think you know, some of the people that Biden is talking about for some of these other positions are, but. You know, when you have a president coming in, presumably Joe Biden, who says one of my top, you know, priorities when I get to the White House is going to be climate change. I mean, I'm sorry, I have a problem with that. I mean, we've got, we're in the middle of a health pandemic. Hopefully that'll be solved by the time this vaccine, the Trump vaccine, is out. You know, but we still have millions of people unemployed. We have these small businesses that are failing. We've got, you know, crime in the streets. We've got an education system that's rotting to the core. And I mean, it's just preposterous to me that this new president would come in and say my highest priority is climate change. I mean, come on, let's solve the problems of today, not the problems of 50 years from now. And it just, it shows a lack of priority. And if everything is a priority, then nothing becomes a priority. But we got to do schools, we got to fix our healthcare system, we got to solve the pandemic, we got to get people on the job, we got to get businesses running again. Why, somebody explain to me why those aren't the top priorities for Joe Biden.
Yeah, I want to ask you about, you know, the priorities of this President Trump's economy have had a lot to do with your influence at the beginning. That's what your book is about, Trumponomics. What has the president put in place? What has been in his economic plan that you expect to withstand maybe Congress, maybe an executive order that, that Biden decides not to go into? What has President Trump done to just cause this economy to come roaring back twice now that you think will withstand the test of a Biden administration?
Well, that's a really good point. I think that, you know, Trump has been tremendously successful in the economy. I think most Americans would agree. I mean, I was looking, Amy, at some of the exit polling, even people who voted for Biden said they trusted Trump. I mean, Trump more on the economy than Biden. So people realize he's been an incredible economic steward. And you're right. He's fixed it twice, hasn't he, Amy? I mean, mm-hmm. First, he did it with the he did it first with the taking over from Obama when the economy was in very poor shape, and we got the best economy ever by the end of his third term in office, and then we get crashed by this terrible pandemic, once in a century pandemic. And my goodness, what's amazing, Annie, is nobody, not even me, expected the economy would be where it is today. They didn't think the unemployment rate would be this low until 2022.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal.
How'd he do it? I don't know how he did it. But now we got this, you know, Operation Warp Speed. There's no doubt in my mind right now, if we have the election tomorrow, Donald Trump would win easily. I mean, nobody expected that we'd have this really strong economy. Now, there's still a lot of work to be done, but we're way ahead of schedule. We got the vaccine that could save hundreds of thousands of lives in the United States, get businesses open, and think about the rest of the world. We're talking about saving tens of millions of lives. You know, that's a heroic achievement. I would call this, and I'm not exaggerating, I've gotten some trouble on the internet and social media for saying this, but this is one of the greatest victories since D-Day.
Wow, yeah.
Stephen Moore, are you, as an economist, concerned at all about this idea that I'm seeing out there right now about the stock market kind of being propped up by this artificial money that was put into the economy through the stimulus? You know, that's what 10-20% of our GDP was kind of artificially placed into the economy. Are we in trouble, you know, beyond this moment, you know, down the line, that this is going to hit us?
there's a superstition that's become almost a religion of the left that the way you can prop up an ailing economy is by printing money and by having the federal government spend money. And I reject both of those things. I mean, that's not true. Wouldn't it be wonderful, by the way, if it were true, all we had to do is print money, Annie, and we'd have a great economy? I mean, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing?
I thought the same thing when I was a teenager and I wanted money from my dad. It didn't really work out for me.
Mexico and Argentina and Venezuela and all these countries have tried that. That was a story that didn't have a happy ending. So I'm concerned about that. The idea, all we have to do is just print money. And then there are a lot of, I was reading the newspaper this morning, Wall Street Journal. Oh, all the economists agree we need another $2 or $3 trillion spending bill. No, we don't. No, we don't. We just need to get our economy going. We need to get our businesses open. We need to get the vaccine out there. You know what? My line on this, guys, is that the number one stimulus for the economy is called the Trump vaccine, because once that vaccine is out there, and that's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 weeks, all of a sudden people, businesses can reopen, people can go back on the job, and people can feel good about going to the schools and the movie theaters and the restaurants. So that's the stimulus we need, not more government spending.
Yeah, we're seeing that Arizona appears to have certified their results. The legislature there seems to have certified their results today. I don't know where these legal challenges to this election are going to take us. We wait and see. The Electoral College still has to vote. That's going to pretty much be the moment we know where this is headed. For people who are looking and feeling as though this is likely going to be a Biden administration as of the end of January, where do fiscal conservatives go with their energy, with their frustration? How do they engage and participate in trying to encourage people, the legislators? You know, what do they do if they want to have some action so that they can continue to push in this conservative fiscal direction?
So, Annie, are you getting every morning our hotline, a prosperity hotline? Are you getting that every morning?
FreedomWorks?
You know, it's their committee to unleash prosperity. I want to make sure you're getting that because...
Yeah, tell me where to go get it.
So make sure that your producer gives me your email. And all, by the way, I want all your listeners, if you want to just get something every morning that just gives you up to date on the economy and politics and stuff, Newt Gingrich says it's the first thing he reads every morning. So I want to make sure you guys get it because the reason I mentioned it is the number one item in our... we usually put 5 or 6 items in each newsletter and sometimes some humor items and things like that. But the number one item is, there was no blue wave. There was no blue wave. This is a conservative country, Annie. Yeah. I mean, look at the results from coast to coast. Other than Republicans losing the White House by a hair's breadth, Republicans won everything else. I mean, on the state level, I don't know. I don't remember what happened in Missouri, but even in Illinois, one of the most liberal states, Republicans picked up seats. They picked up seats in California. In New York, Republicans picked up seats. They picked up, they regained the New Hampshire. They picked 180 seats in state legislatures, 180 and 40 Senate seats across the country. And the Democrats outspent the Republicans 4-1. So this is a conservative country. People should not be disheartened. I'm feeling a little depressed because I love Donald Trump. I think he's been one of our great presidents. But I tell you this, I'll support Joe Biden if he does the right thing. I will oppose him when he does the wrong thing. I hope he does the right thing. But if he doesn't, I think Donald Trump comes back big time in 2024.
Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride. Continue to be. Yep. Stephen Moore joining us from FreedomWorks. We will get attached to that mailer. Yes. And if Newt Gingrich is reading it every morning, that's what I want to read every morning.
All right.
Thank you, guys. So
have
much.
Have a great week. Talk
you as
soon.
Well. Chairman of the Task Force on Economic Revival at FreedomWorks. He's a visiting fellow at Heritage Foundation, and he's a joy to have on the show every Monday to give us these updates. It really is. It's being understated significantly here, the amount of Republican victory that took place on election night, and it's overshadowed by what is likely to be a Biden win. Now, if some of the stories that are out there that suggest some of the voter fraud that they're saying, if they can get to the point where they can prove that to be, real and evidentiary in front of a potential Supreme Court scenario, I can't even stress how this is way bigger than Donald Trump. Yeah. And I look at what they tried to do to steal the election from Donald Trump in 2016. Why would they not try again? I just am not, I'm too naive, and I'm not a naive person. I mean, I am in some things, but not in politics. I'm very aware that evil is real and exists. But I'm looking at the things that we're seeing with the Dominion voting systems, Smartmatic, and what we're seeing from some of these lawyers who are not part of Trump's team, what they're revealing. And I'm looking at, I'm going, I'm not signing up for it yet, because I am a Thomas on this one. I'm going to need to see it to believe it, because I don't want to get all wrapped up in something that is going to not come to fruition. But I'm kind of like side-eyeing it. I'm looking at it going, they would make a really good movie. Are we living in a movie right now? It's hard to tell. We're going to watch it. We're going to follow it. And I made a commitment to you that I'm not going to bring to you conspiracy after conspiracy after conspiracy, because it gets dizzying. But we will bring you the facts. And I agree with what Stephen Moore says. When Biden does the right thing, we can support him. When he does the wrong thing, you better believe we're going to call him out. I have a little theory about which one we're going to be doing more often. But we'll see. Interesting to hear that he doesn't, not too terribly freaking out about the Treasury Secretary pick there from Biden's administration. Quick break. When we come back, let's talk about some stuff. We got Zach Smith coming at 1:40 as well to talk about more Trump legal challenges and voter fraud. Stick around. Marnie Fry Show in a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Regardless of any concerns or problems we may have, we all need to understand that we still live in the greatest country ever.
So, and that's Jim Jordan, and I think that that's a good reminder that we do still live in the greatest country ever, and regardless of who becomes the president in January, I think we still live in the greatest country ever. It's going to be up to us to defend it, of course, and if you, what was it, Abraham Lincoln said that, you know, house divided against itself cannot stand. Thank you for finishing my sentence for me. I was trying to think of who I was like, okay, first, this is Abraham Lincoln, right? This wasn't like something that an Abraham Lincoln impersonator said.
Well, he's quoting the Bible. He's quoting the Bible. So,
And so, you know, I think when you look at what's coming in January, if it's a Biden presidency, I mean, anybody who supported Joe Biden has to be remotely concerned about his ability to manage the job. Nobody is even, like, nobody is out there saying, of course he can do the job. Nobody is saying that. Like, name somebody who is out there aggressively defending Joe Biden's wits and his stamina. Nobody is doing it. It's always been anything but Trump. And we're going to have anything but Trump. Joe Biden fell playing with his dog, which I've heard people say it wasn't even a big dog. It was a puppy. Katie, you've got a puppy or at home, which is now turning into a big dog. I think it's much more likely to trip over a puppy or fall over a puppy than it is a big dog.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Especially whenever he was 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really easy to just like not know where he was. And
they're all over the place.
Feet. Yeah. They're running back and forth. They're high energy. They're small. I mean, you could definitely trip over your feet, but Marty's about 45 pounds now and he could really, really maul me down.
Do you think that when President Trump, I mean, getting COVID at Trump's age, and as we continue to hear, Trump's BMI, and when you get COVID and you go to the hospital, it's a big deal. Did the media handle, Katie, how do you feel about the coverage of Joe Biden's fall? Does it need to be a big deal?
I think anytime the president has to visit the hospital, it should be reported, just because I guess at the time that it happened, we didn't know why he was visiting. And then it came out later that he tripped over his dog. But the way the media handled it was much more affectionate, which is crazy because Trump had COVID and it was more of a see, I told you so moment that came from the media when Trump had COVID and he had to go to the hospital for it. This was like the way they handled this was like, and they warm wishes, well regards to Biden. We love him. We want nothing for the best for him.
I saw somebody tweeted, I wonder if there's enough room on Joe Biden's cast for the entire press to sign it.
Right. Right.
Which is certainly a funny, like it's funny. It's going to be humorous because if you don't laugh, you'll cry kind of a situation to watch Joe Biden's administration take on the shoulder massages that are going to be coming from this press corps. And, you know, there's going to be there will to think about how a conservative leaning. And also, I would remind you that they can change the makeup of the press corps. Trump let in bloggers. Trump let in like independent private people who are not attached to, you know, maybe they'll give two more seats to CNN or whatever. I don't know. I'm making stuff up as I go here. But what the Biden administration's press corps looks like, the makeup of it could look different than President Trump's. Is the Biden administration going to kick out people who they don't want in there? They don't consider legitimate that the Trump folks thought would sound better in a press corps room compared to another CNN, MSNBC reporter. But is there any possible way that this is going to evolve into something where we're going to get real answers, or when we look back to the Obama administration, just the utter softness of the press briefings and the questions that were being asked? Like, are we going to get hardball questions at all, Ryan, do you think, from the press corps once Biden's administration gets in?
I mean, the fact that this whole dog thing, before it was that he tripped over his dog, which is a story. You know, if a guy who might be the next president goes into the hospital, mm-hmm. that's a story. But the fact that the story before that was that he had gotten a dog and maybe a cat, and that was pretty much the headline over the weekend. It was like, come on, this is foreshadowing what exactly we're going to get for the possible next 4 years.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the... I'm looking forward to seeing what CNN, I don't really care about MSNBC because I feel like they are, CNN is way more disingenuous about who and what they are to me than MSNBC and some of these other places. I'm curious to see how CNN reacts to this. I'm curious to see if it's immediately clear, you know, if it's immediately clear how much they are going to need to subsidize Joe Biden's inability to communicate, to present the story, whatever the story is on that given day. You know, will we see Joe Biden in these press briefings the way we would see Trump from time to time? no, that will not be happening. You know, I don't see President Biden out there doing things in front of the camera where there's a lot of opportunities for, you know, handshakes with foreign leaders who come in. It's just going to look really different. Is it going to look like it used to? I don't think so, because I don't think that you can put Biden out there the way you could put Obama out there. I don't think you could put Biden out there the way you could put Clinton out there. He's not charismatic. He's not really likable because of who he is. He's really likable to a lot of people compared to Trump. But in the absence of Trump, which, you know, I've said that before and people are like laughing at me, like, why do you think that there's going to be an absence of Trump? There's going to be plenty of Trump. I don't know. I look at this and I see an opportunity for a lot of Americans to turn on their televisions and really see for themselves what is going on here. And I don't know how many people will.
Well, I think that, too, Annie, just you talking about how the press pool is going to be different and these press briefings are going to be different. We traded in a president that was incredibly transparent for now back to the status quo. You know, we traded in someone that was willing to go out there and speak to the press for an hour before he jumped on a plane, or for 30 minutes before he jumped on a plane, and take question after question after question after press briefings. We're trading that in now for the media to go back to filtering out our news and telling us what we want to hear. And look, I know that this Trump presidency, I know it's been a whirlwind. I know it's been crazy. Whether that be good or whether it bad, we've gotten some entertainment value out of it. But people decided that they didn't want that kind of truth anymore, and that they would rather have a relaxed, calm, possibly, I hate to even say, but possibly even an ignorant way of looking at the White House again. And that's what we're going to get. So I hope everybody that voted for Biden is satisfied.
Yeah, I really do believe that, kind of to what you said, if once Trump is out, lots of people are going to just go back on autopilot.
Yes.
And when Trump is, you know, like Trump tweets, the news talks about it. He has them on puppet strings. Trump can do anything and say anything. And, you know, of course, it's going to be negative press, but he can take the press in the direction that he wants to take them in. And they just follow like sheep. It's really unbelievable. If in the absence of that, Joe Biden's not going to be doing anything like that. He's the exact opposite of that. And I feel as though he's going to be managed by an incredible amount of people who are going to be pushing the administration in one direction or the other. These are going to be people that, A, we didn't elect, and B, we're not going to see. But it's going to be difficult for the American people to be as involved and concerned about what's going on, because it's, I think, the point is for it to be uninteresting. We're going to follow it here, and we're going to continue to report on that. And again, I go back to what Stephen Moore said, and I think it's such a huge, huge point to look at. Currently, according to the New York Times count, the Republicans have gained 9 seats in the House, but there are 7 seats still ready to call. I mean, they're gaining seats in California, folks. There is something going on a local level that is indicating, as Stephen Moore said, and if you missed it, you're going to want to go to radio.com and rewind and listen to the 1 o'clock, the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour, or just check it out at 971talk.com/Annie, wherever you get your podcasts. This country has shown itself to be much more conservative than anybody in the media is going to tell you. And what does that mean? What does it mean to be conservative? To people who aren't conservative, it means something about being hyper-religious, really super judgy, probably just a tinge racist. You don't know you're racist, but you are. And it would be better if you soon became, you know, came to realize who you really are and became more open-minded. And by open-minded, I'm telling you, you need to think exactly like I do, which is really ironically not open-minded at all. Strange, isn't it? The conservative movement is the side of the political spectrum that really says it's very, very more libertarian than it has ever been before. Maybe the government can take a hike in every instance where it doesn't need to oversee every inch of your life. Maybe we want to put the emphasis on the American individual, the taxpayer, the voter, the citizen, to make the most of whatever opportunity exists for them. And maybe the government needs to get out of the way so that they can take that opportunity and seize that moment. Look at blue state after blue state after blue state. And from the top down, you're having that opportunity taken away from you. And I think people are starting to realize that. And I think people are starting to realize that on a local level. And I'm looking at this map on the New York Times website that has the, the congressional makeup of the country. Boy, it's a red United States, folks. It is very red. Those dense populous places, yep, we get it. We know it. You're blue. We see you. But this rest of this country is looking pretty red. And I think that is something that is definitely worth paying attention to, regardless of who becomes the president in January. Stick around. When we come back, Zach Smith's going to update us with the Heritage Foundation on the legal challenges that are out there, where they're going, if they have steam. We'll talk to him as soon as we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So someone should only get a ballot in the mail if they ask for one. But Democrats were able to create this universe of millions of ballots. And then they were not processed as they came in most states. We did do that in Florida, by the way. Instead, what they did is process them, 600,000 at the time. Then they exclude the observers, and then they just wrap those polluted ballots into a broader universe. And I think that is where we're proving the fraud, but not obtaining the remedies that we would like to see.
That's Congressman Matt Gaetz talking about fraud, polluted ballots. There are a lot of stories out there. There are a lot of people who are reporting on a lot of different things. And I think it's kind of hard to comb through everything and make sure that what you're following is actually factual information. That's why we wanted to get an expert on here. And I want to talk about something else that is going on here, too, as well. We've got the fraud lawsuits that are going on across the country. But we also have Carter Page, who has filed a lawsuit against what took place in the 2016 election. The Carter Page lawsuits just took place last Friday, and Zach Smith is here to talk to us about those as well. Zach, a legal fellow from Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Great to have you back on the show with us. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Annie. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let me ask you about what Carter Page did this past week. Lots of people might have missed it in the holiday week. What can you tell us about the actions that he's taken and what took place in 2016 affected his life, how he's trying to remedy that right now?
Sure. If you remember, this all ties back into the Russia collusion investigation. We heard a lot of information and discussion about FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which is basically this very secretive court that processes applications, issues warrants when our intelligence agencies seek to essentially listen in or obtain information involving American citizens. And if you remember, one of the key players in this Russia collusion investigation was somebody named Carter Page. He was a campaign advisor to Donald Trump. And it turned out that he got caught up in this investigation. And in fact, the FBI obtained information related to him through this foreign intelligence surveillance process. And it turned out they obtained the warrants to do this based on faulty information. And so Carter Page on Friday last week, basically he filed a lawsuit against several high-ranking officials, including James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Kevin Kleinsmith, and others, basically alleging harm, causes of action under several different statutes, FISA, the Federal Tort Claims Act, something called a Bivens claim and Privacy Act claim, basically seeking damages, saying that these individuals improperly used this process, and he's seeking to hold them accountable through a civil lawsuit.
So, you know, I'm looking right now at what's going on. You know, a lot of accusations taking place about this election. I'm sure that there are Republicans who feel, I know that there are Republicans who feel as though this election was stolen from Donald Trump, and they're trying to do something right now in this moment to fix it. In 2016, there were a lot of accusations, a lot of people, high profile people, Hillary Clinton herself, who were saying that the election was stolen from her. This crossfire hurricane and this investigation into Carter Page was really something that was kind of hidden in the dark while we were looking at Russia collusion. We spent a lot of time on as a country on Russia collusion. In the midst of all of the assertion that somehow or another President Trump colluded with Russia to take this election away from the American people, how much evidence do we have as a country that any of that actually took place? And in Carter Page's instance here, in Carter Page's story, how much was he used and manipulated to try to create a story that would have subsidized however much information we actually got, however much evidence actually exists that Russia was actually involved in colluding with President Trump?
Well, let me be clear, Annie. With all of the investigations, both congressional and by the various inspector generals, specifically the Department of Justice IG, there's been found no evidence to bear out this idea that President Trump and his team were colluding with Russia. You know, we've had thorough investigations, a lot of eyes on the problem, and really no one found evidence to support the allegations that many in the media and elsewhere were making about Russia collusion. And Carter Page, unfortunately, he was really a victim in a lot of ways of this government overreach. You know, if you remember Kevin Kleinsmith, he's an FBI lawyer who admitted to falsifying a key email that the FBI relied on in making representations to the FISA court to get a warrant to surveil the Trump campaign, including, you know, Carter Page, among others. And so really, Carter Page wasn't so much used as he was a victim of this overreach by many in the intelligence community, especially by the FBI and others who were leading this investigation into, you know, the Trump campaign's potential collusion. And so while there was no evidence of collusion found, what we are seeing and what's come out from many of these investigations and IG reports are disturbing evidence, disturbing information about the FBI and the Department of Justice not following their own procedures and protocols, and really in many ways violating the rights of American citizens.
Zach Smith is legal fellow at Heritage Foundation. Zach, Carter Page is suing the FBI. That seems pretty uncommon. Is that a normal thing, or and is it usually successful?
Well, so it's it's not necessarily uncommon. You know, we see a lot of these lawsuits if someone alleges that, you know, a federal agent searched their vehicle or their home improperly, or they used excessive force on them while arresting them. But the facts behind this case are unique. And specifically, Carter Page has sued individual defendants, Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe, Kevin Kleinsmith, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and others, really going after them for actions that they took. And so the cause of action, Federal Tort Claims Act, Bivens claims, others, those aren't uncommon. You know, federal courts see those every day. But certainly the procedural posture of this case, the facts giving rise to this case are very unique. And unfortunately, you know, frankly, it is very difficult for plaintiffs to recover in many of these types of cases. And so Carter Page, you know, he's going to, again, he'll face an uphill battle like many of these other plaintiffs would, I anticipate. But what will be really interesting is if his lawsuit survives a motion to dismiss and he's granted discovery, the ability to ask some of these defendants questions under oath, the ability to require them to produce different documents or answer certain questions, that will be really interesting to see what information comes out of that and if any new information that wasn't previously uncovered by either the House investigation or the IG investigation will come out, and we'll learn more about exactly how this process unfolded.
Zach Smith, thank you so much for the time today. I think this is an interesting story to follow, and as it continues to get steam here, we'll reach back out to you to get the latest.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
Of course, you as well. Legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Find him online at heritage.org. I wonder, I see somebody, Joe on Facebook commented, like, Annie, I can't believe that you don't think Trump is going to be that he's going to not end up being a two-term president. And I'll tell you this, I have heard so many stories of like, wait, just wait. Once this happens, once the Durham report gets here, once, you know, there's just so many things. I think a lot of people are like this. You want it to be true. You know, what I want to be true, what I want to happen, and what I think will actually happen, I just don't have a lot of optimism surrounding, you know, this massive boom being lowered that people expect. And I don't think that, you know, so much of what we are up against is time. It's a clock. And if you have this mounting of evidence that suggests one thing, if the other side can run out the clock, it doesn't matter if you have the best shooter in the entire nation. If he's on the bench, if he's not out there on the floor hitting threes, it doesn't matter because the clock will run out. And I think that what this Democratic Party politically has done is just work the clock. I mean, good grief. I remember when my husband and I were coaching grade school girls basketball, and you know, we came up with a philosophy, and it was just it was clock management. If you know, how many times when an eighth grade girls basketball team goes down the floor, how many times are they going to actually score? It's not as many as you would like, even for your own team. So if you get a lead of four baskets, you got to figure out how frequently, this is how much of a nerds we are. You know, how much time does it take, generally speaking, for a team to score a basket? And as long as you're up four baskets, five baskets, you don't even have to score. You just have to make sure that you run the clock out before they have the opportunity to score enough times. You got to protect the ball, of course. And I feel like Joe Biden's campaign, keeping him in the basement, they knew what they were doing. We're all looking at this like, dude wants to be the president of the United States and he's not going to come out of his basement? What is going on? How can he lead the free world? They knew what they were doing. It wasn't about offense ever. It was about managing the clock and making sure that Joe Biden didn't do anything to lose the game that he felt he was guaranteed to win. And I fear they probably did a pretty good job at it. So it's a pessimistic view. I think it's a realistic view, but that's what pessimists say. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to have a small business featurette here for you. You want to know where you can get hot chocolate bombs? Because I know. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.